You're listening to Something Beautiful, part of the Emergent Podcast Network. For more information about this and other great shows, visit us online at www.emergentpodcast.com.
Hand grenade, that with it thou mayst blow thy enemies to tiny bits in thy mercy.
I just laid there and I was born at the scene of a crime. Every witness, well, he was deaf and dumb and blind.
Yeah.
that's what I thought. I'd curl your smoke around my little fingers and laugh that joke that I don't get. I bet you haven't changed a bit. There's dogs in the back and there's cars on the floor. My man has to crouch just to get through the door. That old house was a home of mine. That old house was a home of mine. His lovers in trouble, they were always well. Last time I'd hold it.
Can I worship the Lord in my own way? By praying like hell on my deathbed.
Homer, they can hear you inside.
Relax. Those pious morons are too busy talking to their phony baloney god. How you doing? Peace be with you. Praise Jeebus.
She's got a secret and she wants to tell, but I made a promise to hold. a god, he's embarrassed, and it's no secret why. Only thing that he can do is hold it in.
Hold it in.
So I've written him a letter to be sent out to sea. I'm looking for a bottle to hold it in. Hold it in. But life is, oh my god, if I tell him, he'll tell her, and then she will know I'm loving her. But good grief, I don't think that I can take this heartbreak any longer. I will not hold it in.
I don't know, I was too busy talking to Big Nose.
I think it was Blessed Are the Cheesemakers.
What's so special about the cheesemakers?
Well, obviously, it's not meant to be taken literally. It refers to any manufacturers of dairy products.
Spoke thunder clap like a waterfall as those letters fall on those know-it-alls and their mighty causes. Rich man Bob. Oh,
just can't get these numbers to add up.
It's like we're never going to get out of this hole.
Credit card debt, does it ever end?
Maybe I can help. We sure could use it.
We've tried debt consolidation companies.
We've even taken out loans to help make payments.
Well, you're not the only ones. Did you know millions of Americans live with debt they cannot control? That's why I developed this unique new program for managing your debt. It's called Don't Buy Stuff You Cannot Afford.
Oh, let me see that. If you don't have any money, you should not buy anything. Sounds interesting.
Sounds confusing.
I don't know, honey. This makes a lot of sense. There's a whole section here on how to buy expensive things using money you save.
Give me that. And where would you get this saved money?
I tell you where and how in Chapter 3.
Okay, but what if I want something but I don't have any money?
You don't buy it.
Well, let's say I don't have enough money to buy something. Should I buy it anyway?
No.
Now I'm really confused.
It's a little confusing at first.
Well, what if you have the money? Can you buy something?
Yes.
Now take the money away. Same story?
Nope. You shouldn't buy stuff when you don't have the money.
I think I got it. I buy something I want. And then hope that I can pay for it, right?
No. You make sure you have money, then you buy it.
Oh, then you buy it. But shouldn't you buy it before you have the money?
No.
Why not?
It's in the book. It's only one page long. The advice is priceless, and the book is free.
Wow, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, we can put it on our credit card.
A couple got tired of the big city life. They moved to a one-stoplight town. They said their farewells to suburban strife and happily settled on down. Strip malls no more when they look out their door. No everyday, all-night-long grocery store. The slow pace was good and they made the transition, but the long drives to town were a small imposition. Then they ran out of pasta, it happened a lot, sir, with no everyday, all night long grocery store. So they went to town council and started a movement to fix up the town with a tiny improvement, to lead the campaign for a much needed change, an everyday, all night long grocery store. You know, the kind with the cafe, a food lover's heaven. Open on holidays 24/7. Monstrous, gigantic, with items organic. Good prices all the time. I mean all the time. Then the big store arrived and the mayor cut the ribbon. He made a fine speech about the gift they'd been given. The country folk came and the registers rang at the everyday, all night long grocery store. Now it did not take long for the town to explode with a Cinemaplex and a Walmart and Lowe's. The traffic jams followed, the locals got swallowed at the everyday, all night long grocery store. Uh-oh. And then one day that couple just upped and departed. They left the confusion they'd helped to get started. I hope when they left they took whole lots of pasta from the everyday, all night long grocery store. Yeah, that everyday, all night long grocery store. Great big everyday, all night long grocery store.
what you ask for.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
My head. I'm gonna go meet Jesus. I'm gonna wash my hands. I'm gonna see that sun on And if you give yourself to the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then your light will rise in darkness, and your gloom will become like midday, and the Lord will continually guide you and satisfy your desire, even in scorched places. It's not a coincidence that in the scriptures poverty is mentioned more than 2,100 times. It's not an accident. It's a lot of airtime. You know, the only time Jesus Christ is judgmental is on the subject of the poor. As you have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. I believe that's Matthew 25:40. See, I've been doing my homework. We'll be right back. It's annoying, but justice and equality are mates, aren't they? Justice always wants to hang out with equality, and equality is a real pain in the ass. Seriously. I mean, you think of these Jewish sheep herders going to meet with the Pharaoh, mud on their shoes, and the Pharaoh goes, equal, equal. And they say, yeah, that's what it says here in the book here. We're all made in the image of God, sir. Eventually the Pharaoh says, look, I can accept that. I mean, I can accept the Jews, but not the blacks. I mean, not the women, not the gays, not the Irish. No way. So on we go with the journey of equality. On we go in the pursuit of justice.
I was following the eye, 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 was following the pack, all swallowed in their coats, with scarves of red tied round their throats, to keep their little heads from falling in the snow.
Check Judaism, check Islam, check pretty much anyone. I mean, God may well be with us in our mansions on the hill. I hope so. He may well be with us in all manner of controversial stuff. Maybe, maybe not. But the one thing we can all agree, all faiths, all ideologies, is that God is with the vulnerable and the poor. God is in the slums, in the cardboard boxes where the poor play house. God is in the silence of a mother who has infected her child with a virus that will end both their lives. God is in the cries heard under the rubble of war. God is in the debris of wasted opportunity and lives. And God is with us if we are with them.
Thanks for listening to the Something Beautiful podcast. Join us again next week at somethingbeautifulpodcast.com.